Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So a Florida man pushes his old broke-down Mustang in a desperate attempt to escape a trooper. Oh, boy. This Florida man. Dash cam footage from Florida Highway Patrol. Oh, my gosh. That's his face. Dude.
He's got more tats on his face than some of my friends who have a ton of tats.
Yeah. Did he put them anywhere else? Or are they just all on the face? It's on the face, right? If anybody's missing, if you were like, if there's a shortage of tattoos, it's because this guy has them all on his face. Apparently the car wasn't doing so well. And the guy gets out, and because he changes lanes, and the trooper thought the guy was going to pull over, right? That's not what he did. He got out and started pushing his car like he was going to flee and push his car fleeing. If you guess that this Florida man, there it is right there, Juan showing you, with the unmistakable face decorations. If you thought that he got away, you'd be wrong. He totally didn't get away. I mean, believe it or not. It made it easier for them to arrest him. I know. So he went to the pokey. That, I can't even, man. A Florida man who challenged, oh, this is gross, President Trump to, quote, fight me naked to the death, is arrested. Oh. Why do you have to be naked?
Right.
Like, is there just...
is there more nobility in being naked when you fight to the death?
I mean, is there a heightened level of danger? I don't know. Kendall Aaron Todd, he loves having double letters in his name, clearly, A-A-R-O-N-T-O-D-D. And why do you have three first names? That's not right. You don't get three first names. Anyway, this guy, he made threats against, he's 42. He's 42?
Wow.
He looks like he's 60-something.
Man.
Dude, hate makes you age, man. He was charged in St. Lucie County because he posted the threats online. He had a rambling 80-second clip where he said, because of him, every single person in the world is cursed. He called POTUS the Antichrist. He said that he said, quote, Donald Trump has personally made business decisions which have hurt so many different reincarnated Jesuses, end quote. He was arrested. The county sheriff, Richard Del Toro, said that the threats were quickly flagged by Secret Service. And, because the guy wouldn't stop escalating his behavior, he got the attention that he wanted. And they also challenged Trump to fight him naked to the death. His bond's $500,000. Oof. I don't understand these people. Also, we have the VN number that I'm burnt. I want this one. This is a dump truck theft. I don't know. Can I just share with you this obituary? A Florida man is being remembered for leading a life consisting of Marlboros, fast women, and Ford Broncos, which sounds like an ad for America, gotta say. Arthur Nixon Bates, Tampa Bay Times, published his obituary. He succumbed to his life of drugs. That's what it said. He survived by his three daughters, none of whom know how they'll get by without their dad calling to ask for $20 for cigarettes and methadone one last time. Oh, yeah, they hate me or hate him. They said that he still owes me $20. I would have given you Marlboros. He was cremated and his obit, well, it's a memorable one. There you go. It's brand new. The Kel-Tec PR 57 rotary barrel pistol chambered in 5.7, redefining the game with cutting edge design and performance. It is the lightest, thinnest 5.7 on the market. It's 40% lighter than the next 5.7. The innovative rotary barrel makes it the lightest 5.7 on the market. It's built to perform, and it doesn't have magazines. The unique top-loading design replaces traditional mags with stripper clips for a slimmer carry profile and a 20-plus one capacity. My favorite thing about this is that the left can actually say clips and be right for once. It's hysterical. And the MSRP is only $399, y'all. It is affordable for everyone. Mother's Day, Father's Day, regular days, all the days, you can get one. $399 MSRP. It's only from Kel-Tec. The PR57 Rotary Barrel Pistol Chambered in 5.7. KELTEC weapons.com to learn more. Innovation Performance Kel-Tec. KelTecWeapons.com. Tell them Dana sent you.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just got to stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag Stand Up to All Hate.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
So this guy was in traffic. Oh, thank you. This guy was in traffic. This is Audio Soundbite 24. We have a million. Everybody did a great job getting audio today, and we have a million sound bites. So that's why I'm like, where is it? 25,000? So this was a couple of days ago. And so this was in the middle of the road in Seattle. Of course it was in Seattle, Kane. And this dude, he's masked. Like in his car, you drive around masked. Okay, doucher. He gets out. He follows this lady because she's driving a Tesla. I want you to watch what happens here. This is insane.
Angry because she was driving a Tesla.
I was thankfully by myself.
Lee was on the way to a doctor's appointment in Linwood Wednesday morning when she says all of a sudden a driver behind her just laid on the horn as they came up to a red light. Things spiraled out of control when a white SUV followed her and cut her off, stopping in the middle of the road.
Gets out and walks straight up to my door window. So I crack my window and I said, what is the problem? And he goes, you need to sell your car. This is a Nazi car. You're driving it. You need to sell your car.
Lee says she's been driving a Tesla for the last 2 years. She says a man wearing a camouflage jacket and a ski mask attacked her for it.
It's really sad, like, that this is what's happening to people who, honestly, it doesn't affect how I believe or what I believe.
She's driving a car and this dude pulls up and he's like, ma'am, that's a Nazi car. No, that's Volkswagen. That's what that was. Look at their history. And that's interestingly enough, all the leftists still drive it today. But I'm not saying it's still a Nazi car. Shut up. I'm done. They're going to get somebody killed. These leftists are going to get somebody killed. You had Jimmy Kimmel joking about it, about them being Nazis and all this stuff just the other day. We played that audio. And then you've got like audio soundbite, like, for instance, 28, Jamal Bowman. Listen to him go off here. And then people wonder where they're getting these invectives from. Listen.
That's not true. And this shows, again, the American people do not trust Elon Musk. And Elon Musk is incompetent in his position. And how do we know? Because they fired tens of thousands of people. It was challenged in court. The court said the people have to go back. And now the people are coming back. He's incompetent. He's a thief. He's a Nazi.
He's a
and
Nazi.
People don't trust
so
him.
How many Jewish Period. People did he kill, Jamal Bowman? Like, let's like really drill down on this. Everyone I don't like is a Nazi. That's what the left is. Or everyone I don't like is Hitler. It's Godwin's law. They always go back to this well. If they can't swindle you with race hustling, then they're going to swindle you with this. What makes someone, per se, a Nazi for driving a Tesla? What makes Tesla a Nazi car? What makes Elon Musk a Nazi? Oh my gosh, I get that they all share the same brain cell, but who has custody of it right now? I think that the person who's going on television talking about it should maybe get custody of the brain cell for that period of time. And then you can give it to the next person, since clearly there's a scarcity of intelligence on the left. What? That's so stupid. What makes, why is that Nazi? They realize that Nazi National Socialism, they were socialists, right? And they were nationalists, and they were socialists. What? Do you mean it's where that term comes from? Yeah. This is, it's insane. And then you've got, yeah, here's Bowman saying Musk is trying to be the real-life Tony Stark, but a Nazi Stark. Listen. So crazy.
Twice, Congressman.
So notice Congressman Lawler did not answer the yes or no question. Should this be concerning? Yes, absolutely. Elon Musk is trying to be the real life Tony Stark.
No, he's not trying to be. He is, actually. All he needs is a super suit. No, he is. He's not trying to be. But that doesn't make him a Nazi. Just, he's going through waste, fraud, and abuse and recommending cuts to our Congress. And the left says that that makes him a Nazi. Do they know what Nazis are? Do they know what happened with the Holocaust? Do they know what Hitler believed? I mean, I feel like they do because they practice it within their own political ideology. But then they want to be, they want to pretend to be blind and not recognize it because it, they would incriminate themselves. So everyone else is the Nazi. See, if everyone else is the Nazi, they can't be the Nazis. That's how that defense works. This is so stupid. We are in the dump. I'm so disappointed by the internet. I hate it. I really hate the internet. I think the internet is humans' downfall. That's when everything started going downhill after that. And here's why. We thought it was going to make us super smart. And we would have all the answers at our fingertips. Research is so much easier, right? But now look at us. Everything I don't like is a Nazi. And that's what the left is doing. Mouth breathing and calling everybody Nazis. You drive a Tesla that we liked 2 minutes ago, you're a Nazi. You got douchebags pulling other smaller women over on the side of the road, coming out wearing their ski masks. Okay, Juicy Smollier coming out, wearing their ski masks, going up and aggravate. And that woman, I'm sorry, it said she's a mother. She sounded like she's 10. She sounded like this. Super sweet. Driving her little Tesla, going to where she needs to go. And these guys, and they're doing this. It was in Linwood, Washington, outside of Seattle. Apparently, there have been several attacks on Tesla vehicles and store property there. And then it was on March 9th. They had several acts at a Tesla service center in Linwood. And that was the same city where this happened. How much you want to bet that the guy who pulled this chick over is one of the people involved in that? They've been graffitiing Tesla vehicles, putting swastikas on them, all kinds of stuff. Just crazy. The left is going to get someone killed. And I have to ask now, is that the point? You're mad that your spigot is being turned off. You're mad that billions of taxpayer dollars aren't funneled into Act Blue and Planned Parenthood and Stacey Washington's campaign and spending money. You're mad that the spigot's been turned off. And you're blaming the agency that we all voted along with this president to recommend cuts. Here's why I get so mad. I've had the left go at me six ways to Sunday just because I've defended Second Amendment rights. And they've called me a terrorist and everything else. These jackwagons are out there actually advocating for domestic terrorism, and they're not condemning it when it happens. Every single one of them should be hung by this yoke. They all endorse it. Either condemn it or you endorse it. We're going to play by your rules, and by God, it's going to be glorious. So either condemn it or you endorse it. Choose. Choose your story. We'll match your energy. Gold prices have surged over 40% since January 2024, consistently reaching new highs. According to Goldman Sachs research, the upward trend is expected to persist due to strong demand from central banks. It's stuff like this that's made me take action and why I've bought precious metals like gold and silver. I've partnered with a great company that makes it super easy to buy. Easy, transparent, and simple. And that company is Gold Co. They're a huge supporter of this show, and they're the best at what they do. And right now, you can get a free 2025 Gold and Silver Kit jam-packed with critical information about buying precious metals. It was a huge help, not just for me, but to all of you if you do this. And for my audience, you could also qualify for up to a 10% instant match in bonus silver. It's a really great deal, so don't miss out. Visit DanaLikesGold.com to learn more. That's DanaLikesGold.com.
This is Nikki Glaser from the Nikki Glaser Podcast. Hey, so we quickly want to touch on something serious. We talked about it when it came out, but wow, that commercial with Tom Brady and Snoop Dogg for Stand Up to All Hate has really stuck with me. Those two just like having it out with each other and telling each other why they hate each other and all the reasons, you're just like, wow, this is what most hate is based off of. Fear, insecurity, and jealousy. It's really just gotta stop. Too many people from too many different groups are facing too much hate in our country, and especially online. So join me in standing up to all hate. If you see it, speak up, call it out. Use one of the most powerful tools there is in this fight, your voice. You can learn more by following at What's Up With Hate or show your support by posting the blue square emoji and using the hashtag Stand Up to All Hate.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
I gotta say, like, for the first at least couple bars of that song, you don't know if it's gonna be Vanilla Ice or Queen. You don't know until you hear, you know, Freddie Mercury going, ba-da-da-dum. You don't actually know. You gotta wait. All right, so we got headlines for you. Let's see here. You can buy pop-up panic rooms and bulletproof vests from a supermarket. I'm just going to say a pop-up panic room doesn't sound super safe. You know what I mean? That's like sitting in a tent for...
If you pop up, you pop down.
Huh?
If it pops up, it pops down.
Yeah, and it can pop over. You know what I mean? Like there's... but now that's something that they're making available. And of course, everything decides to freeze because it's Friday and it's all Hitler. It's what the left does, right? I'm just going to just say everything I don't like is Hitler. But according to this piece, supermarkets are selling these items in Germany. Reinforced bunker. It's not, okay, again, if it pops up, it's not reinforced. Let's stop. Their store is called Norma. It's a discount chain. And Germans are worried about personal safety, so they're panic buying. Where are you going, Norma? That's the name of their store. I mean, I don't know. We had a Schnucks in St. Louis. And our friends from Latvia would go, we'd like to go to the Schnuck. The Schnuck. It's hysterical. I love it. All right. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, five men were arrested because they decided to have a twerk off in the middle of an intersection. Yep, that's where we are. It's in Memphis. It was a downtown Memphis intersection. Supremely busy. WREG says that they noticed a Chevy Malibu stopped at a green light. Four men were seen twerking around the vehicle. One dude was dancing on the hood. And they were all charged with obstruction of a highway or passageway. They were taken to jail so it wouldn't happen again. And one of them had a warrant out for vandalism. And so they all look literally like a In Living Color skit. Like the Wayans brothers decided to do an In Living Color skit with Wanda, featuring Wanda. And that was with Jamie Foxx as Wanda. That's what it, yeah. Let's see. A man was nearly electrocuted. He cut a copper wire and knocked out power in all of Northeast Philly. Maybe don't steal copper. Maybe, because that's what he was doing. He was a would-be thief, and he about damn near killed himself. He's in his 30s or 40s. They said he broke into a transformer box by cutting the lock. Oh, this never goes well. High voltage wiring, guys. And it was still active when he cut it. And it caused a fire around the transformer box, and it knocked out power for a half hour for a huge chunk of Northeast Philly. Stick with us. We got more in store after this. I can't believe it, but a game has made the entire country of Japan mad. Japan is mad. They're mad overall of what's been happening. And here's why. Because they decided to make the game stupid and woke to the nth degree. they've done a lot to the point where the prime minister of Japan took a question at a presser. And this was actually just the other day, a couple days ago. He responded to a question about Assassin's Creed Shadows during an official government conference. And it's a feudal, it's in like feudal Japan. That's where it's set. Ubisoft is the company that puts the title out. And they are concerned about the depiction of shrines and other stuff. And weren't they like replacing certain characters, like actual Japanese characters with like different, totally other different minority characters? Like, didn't they put like a black character in a feudal Japan thing?
Yes.
And one of them's gay now. So probably you're going to have to sodomize some dude in order to get to the next. You can't press A through that cut screen. You just got to go through it. I'm joking. It's just probably not that, but maybe. I don't know. Is it that bad? You don't know. It could be. We'll go with it. Hey, the New York Times can do what they do. I can say that. Dems to rules. Are you all right over there?
Dying? I might recover.
Half of these people are on spring break.
I might recover.
It's all right. They're not going to remember it tomorrow. It's okay. Ubisoft apologized a ton of times because they had to delay it. They had aspects of the game that were making. There's like a million page thread on subreddit that's just forever. And they've been pretty. I think Japan's always been very they don't like stuff with a lot of crime. And, you know, you got to be, just play a game. Have bad guys are bad guys. Good guys are good guys, you know, and that's it. But they decided that they were. The game makers decided that they were going to make everything woke for some reason. I have no idea why, but that's what they decided that they were going to do. And now everybody is upset. And the prime minister of Japan, they had Ubisoft apologize. They said, we tried to acknowledge elements in our promotional materials. It had to do with a shrine that was in some of their promotional materials. And, it's Assassin's Creed Shadows and the religious shrine. And I'm looking at one of the stories. There's like this famous gate in Nagasaki. And it was sort of like, kind of like the center of the atomic bomb, World War II, all this other stuff. And the way that it's portrayed, the imagery, etc., is apparently like offensive in Japanese culture, long story short. And it's been viewed by many Japanese as being demeaning. And I think Japanese, by and large, this is one of the reasons why during lockdown I got really into anime and South Korean dramas, because they hate wokery. I mean, I watched they really hate wokery. It's, that isn't absolutely just disallowed. And yeah, it was the main character, Yasuke, the main character, who they rewrote the history of some of these historical characters to shoehorn them into a very woke, modern interpretation without judging or without taking into consideration how insanely offensive that was going to be to Japanese and Japanese culture. This is when woke goes way too far. So now the whole country is upset. Everybody, and I mean, I get it. They're very upset about it. And they said that, this is not really so much a freedom of expression. It's demeaning culture, etc. And the prime minister said, how to address this legally is something we're going to have to discuss with the Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry, Education, etc. They called it defacing a shrine, etc. People are now questioning tourism. There's like all kinds of stuff happening as the fallout from this. And all because they tried to be stupid and woke with this game title. Why? Okay, I have a question. Why do they got to make anybody gay in a flipping action game? Don't answer. You know what I mean? Right? Does it matter? When I play, in Space Marines 2, I'm literally a black dude. And I don't care.
Sounds like appropriation.
No, I'm being appropriated. Yeah. I'm playing this. My character's a black dude. And he's a ass. He goes in there and he just blows everything up. He's amazing. That's what I was assigned by the game. I was assigned that by the game. So I'm I don't understand this idea that there has to be representation for everything, because it's about the gameplay. If you're spending so much time getting involved in the character like that, then you're not actually playing the game, because that's just like cosmetic. It doesn't, like the armor doesn't mean anything. You know, like your outfit doesn't mean anything. You get little tchotchkes. You can get little adornments for your armor and things like that, like in Space Marines 2 or in, oh my gosh, I can't even think of it. Warhammer, Darktide. You get like little things that you put on your rifles or all this that you win if you have, you know, you have a good game, whatever, a good session. And it doesn't actually do anything. Like the characters, it's just like a fun aside that makes it a little bit more believable, but you know you're playing a game. The gameplay is the gameplay, right? The story is the story. I don't understand why they have to add all of these stupid woke elements into it, because I actually think that distracts from the gameplay. And I just think that if you are, and like one of our contributors over at Chapter and Verse was saying that particularly with this character, Lady Oichi, she is apparently like this very well-respected, you know, historical character. She's like the symbol of honor in for women in Japanese society. And they portray her in this game as being nothing but like a skank. That's a big deal. You can't be doing storylines, especially when they have, when they're, you can't do storylines like this. You can't disrespect actual historical truth, and you can't disrespect canon. I have no idea what they're doing. I haven't played, like I said, I haven't played this title in a long time anyway. I'm definitely not going to now, but these games need to stop. It's like with Borderlands. Borderlands got so bad. The one of the last ones that I played, they had one of the, not a boss, but like one of the leaders, the protagonist that was supposed to be on your side was an actual unicorn called Butt Stallion, and it barfed rainbows. I'm not even making this up. Like that would... Did you ever play that one, Kane?
No.
It was so woke, it was unbearable. Unbearable. And then there was like a tranny general. Like, I can't play that. The gameplay was great. The open world concept was great. The design was great. The weapons were cool. But it became absolutely unbearable. Oh, the movie was heinous. I would not have cast the way that they did, but it is what it is. So that being said, one of the reasons why people... this is such a big deal. This is the last frontier of unregulated, and by unregulated, I mean non-woke expression and activity, and that's one of the reasons they're targeting it so bad. Everybody left games alone because they thought, oh, this is where the nerds go. But a lot of people play. I play. I mean, casually. I'm not a pro. You know, I have a pretty sweet setup, but I do console, not PC, because I grew up playing PC, and I'm like, I'm always going to do console because I'm a grown lady. And I did Doom and all of that stuff on the PC. I would sit at my desk in high school on PC, and I played everything under the sun. So I'm not going back to those days. I want console. But it's cash, and I like it because it's fun. It's like a hobby. Everybody's got different hobbies. You play a game on your phone. I don't like playing games on my phone. It's stupid. I'll play solitaire on my phone. That's it. I prefer going on console. I just think it's fun. It's enjoyable, and it's a nice hobby. And it's one of the reasons another reason I like it is because it is an escape from all of that stupid stuff. It's like no matter what you do anymore, whether it's sports, whether it's entertainment, music, there is always some injection of, you can't get away from it. The insufferability of wokery, you cannot get away from it. And this was one of the final places where you could go and you could actually get away from it. You didn't, none of the stereotypes from modern society apply in gaming. And I think that's what makes it so attractive to so many people. And it's fun. I mean, you are, it's literally a merit-based, how would I say it? How would a way of socializing in a way. Wouldn't you put it like that, Kane?
Yeah.
I mean, if you suck, then you suck.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a harder time. But they're targeting it so much. And Republicans are dropping the ball. They are not paying attention to this, and they should. Although I will say Musk has been talking quite a lot about it, and I hope that more people in the administration talk about it, because this, now me looking at this in a purely Machiavellian sense, is a totally untapped market of voters. What are you doing? Oh my gosh. It's a totally untapped market of voters. And by and large, these are people who just want to be left alone and they want to live their lives and not be meddled with by the government. That makes them natural allies. You realize this, right? Because that's what we all believe, right? So this makes them natural allies. So I really wish Republicans wouldn't discount gamers or these big blow-ups that they see. Don't ignore it, because it literally is the last Wild West. And they only just realized that, oh, this is an area of society that we haven't messed with yet. And now they're trying to. That's what Gamergate kicked off. Gamergate was all of that busting out into the open. And so don't, even if you don't play games, maybe your kids do, or maybe your grandkids do, and these people are natural allies. Don't think that they're nerds in that, because they're, again, I will never give you, I'm not giving you my gamer tag, but I play and I'm like, I really enjoy it. But not everybody is, you know, maybe it's a nerdy thing to do, but it's fun. Don't discount it. It's a great, I mean, this is a great way to get out there and do, like, you know, voter outreach, but not the goofy way that Tim Walz does it. They sat down and tried to play, and you knew that these people, I never played nothing in their lives. So I play, because I can hear your questions. No, I don't do sports. I don't play sports, because if I wanted to do sports, I'm going to go and do sports, right? I'm not going to, sorry, guys. Sorry. I'm not making fun of you guys over there. I'm not going to, you know, like Madden. I know a lot of y'all are into Madden. I don't do that. I do like a horror first-person shooter. That's what I do. So we got a lot more on the way. I could spend the rest of the hour talking about this, but I figure the hate mail will start coming.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Ah!